We went to the big lumber yard that was supposed to have the best prices to buy a whole new kitchen full of appliances. Oh, their deal really looked good. 5% off if we opened their credit card and 11% in-store rebate. But they wanted an arm and a leg for an extended warranty, installation, and installation materials. We had heard those Dick Van Dyke Appliance World commercials where they guarantee they'll beat the competitor's deal. So we decided to check them out. Sure enough, all these things considered, Dick Van Dyke beat the big lumberyard's deal, and Dick Van Dyke also has a repair service if we ever need it. We took the Dick Van Dyke deal. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Decatur within the past month. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow!
We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday edition of Byers & Company. We are live at the Children's Museum of Illinois. We're kicking off the early Duck Derby. Your chance to win all kinds of great prizes by buying your ducks today by calling 423-KIDS. Lots of guests. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
It's kind of rainy out there, and it is a strange sort of humidity. I don't know what I was expecting today when I got up this morning. Had a couple beautiful days in a row. We're heading back into the rain territory, the whole April showers thing. But it's going to be nice. Stop on out at the Children's Museum. We're going to be open here. You can also call 423-KIDS. That's 423-5437. Here's the deal, Amber, Kaler. A duck is $10. Is that right if I just come in off the street and I buy a duck?
That's correct.
Okay.
Just buy one.
A $10 duck.
Yep.
If I buy a family of ducks, that would be four ducks. Mm-hmm. They are how much?
$25 if you buy four.
Okay. If I buy eight ducks.
Then it goes to $40.
$50.
$50.
See,
sorry.
This is my way of making sure you're on your game.
I tried to do it without looking at the paper. Yes.
That's okay. Now, here's the number you need to need, because if a duck is $10, mm-hmm. if you buy a pack of ducks,
yes.
which is 20, that only costs you $100, so you're getting the ducks half price.
Right.
But if you do that this morning before 9 a.m., we have all kinds of cool prizes we're giving away, including our grand prize this morning of four tickets to the Cardinals-Cubs game June 1st. And these are dugout box section 135, row E, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. We were with Brett kicking off opening day, giving these tickets away. These are $700 or $800 worth of tickets. You're on the other side, right, of Busch
yes.
Stadium.
Yep.
These are great seats.
These are wonderful seats.
And you're limited, you know, all the Cards-Cubs games you're going to get this year.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously a weekend game. I mean, that's
Saturday
one of the
evening?
Prime games of the year right there.
I would go down and spend the night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would be the best option.
All right. right. Well, we also have Betsy Tanner Jewelry. We have Kidder Athletic Club, a three-month individual membership. We have Oak Terrace Resort and Spa. We've got spa services and golf.
Yep.
We've got a Zumu membership, which is valued at $190. And so all you have to do is buy your tickets today.
That's right.
They'll take your credit card information over the phone. You can call right now at 423-KIDS, 423-5437. You're going to be in the drawing still for the main deal on May 4th, which is the $3,000 grand prize.
Right.
But if you get in early, you might win those Cards Cubs tickets, the Betsy Tanner Jewelry, and all of the rest. Plus, we have, with every purchase today, a whole slew of restaurant gift certificates, right?
Yeah, we've got all sorts of other things. If you purchase $100 or more, you get entered to win the larger prizes, and then every purchase is entered to win all of these other additional gift certificates and wonderful things we have.
$100 to Our Bar and Grill, $50 to the Beach House, got a custom Giggles Easter basket, $30 to Robbie's Grill, $25 to Bistro 537, $25 to Doherty's, Cypress Grove Farm Store, Bizou, Brass Horn, 2 Taproot, and on and on.
Yeah.
So why wait to buy your ducks? Now, I'm supposed to buy $100 worth of ducks for Lindsay because she is in the celebrity race.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you sent me a video I have not watched yet. Did you send it to Lindsay?
I sent it to you and Lindsay and Matt. This is kind of a preview of what the celebrity race is going to be like. We had our staff do a little sample yesterday.
I like the fact that you won't make somebody else do something you're not willing to do yourself. That's a good
you
policy.
Know, I was in a meeting with you, so I was unavailable. But, you know, our guests got a kick out of it because they got to see them kind of run the sample course. We're going to actually make a course, you know, similar to last year. It won't be as difficult as last year, but it gives you just a taste of what Lindsay will be in for, which is
awesome.
The giant duck feet.
Now, are they going to run in slow motion? I've got the video there as we speak.
We like to add drama.
Yes. Oh, you're going to have fun, Lindsay.
Yeah. Now, if you haven't been to the Children's Museum in a while, I think people are going to be a little stunned when they pull in the parking lot.
I think so.
You got the whole parking lot has changed.
Our parking lot's beautiful.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah.
We used to come in and fight over those three spots.
Yeah.
You know, now there's plenty. I pulled in. I'm like, wow, there's all kinds of room up front.
So much room for activity.
Exactly. And the track is down.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
They're doing such a good job. They're making really good time. The track is starting to get laid. I think they're all the way around the turnaround here in our parking lot. So they're getting pretty close.
May is what I'm told.
Yeah,
as far as the train and its new function will be available.
Yeah.
That train ride is going to be about twice as long as it was. I was visiting with Ken Fry the other day, and he's like, "Well, we're a little worried that you know people are going to have to wait a little longer." I said, "It's worth it. I mean, you're going to get that lake view. I mean, people have seen it from across the lake. I don't think they realize what it's going to look like on the train.
It's going to be amazing. I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be great. May 4th though is Duck Derby. How many years? 29? Is that what I read?
28.
28 years.
28th year. Yeah. So we've been in existence for 29 years. This is the 28th year of the Duck Derby, so I think we started it a year after the museum was born. So that's a long time for a fundraiser.
I have a distinct memory in my head of Bob Murray, WAND heyday, and ducks and at the very beginning. I don't know if that's accurate or not. I sometimes
probably
mix up memories over the years.
Yeah.
Well, Brett, you guys are the main sponsor of the event, Jugger Pediatric Dentistry, and you do this fundraiser for the Children's Museum. You have your own exhibit in here. Why is this so important to you guys?
Well, for the two things you just said, you know, we love to be a partner here with the Children's Museum because we think it's such a fantastic establishment for the kids to come and see and for the parents to join them as well. And we're thrilled that we have that exhibit in here. And Duck Derby is perfect, and it's so wonderful. Like you said, it's fitting right now because this is like duck weather outside right now, isn't it?
It is.
No actual ducks will die in the 28th annual Duck Derby.
Yeah,
they
just,
will.
We want to make sure that's clear, people.
Yeah, as Pennywise said, they will float,
right,
but they will not die. So for those not familiar with the event, you know, we get people, transplants and new people to the community with kids. I'm sure you see that all the time.
Yeah.
New families that show up here at the museum. Just had a great prince and princesses party this past weekend.
Yep.
That was a lot of fun. Those Milliken kids, or their Milliken grads, I should say.
Their Milliken grads, yeah.
This young lady lives in Chicago and has started this company.
Yeah, they live in Chicago now. When we stumbled upon them because we had a staff member and they were some sorority sisters of hers who were working for this company in Chicago. And I said, well, send me some pictures. And if I'm going to pay for princesses, I want real princesses.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're Disney quality. They're amazing.
Wow.
They're, you know, Milliken art, theater, music students. So they're so insanely talented and they'll blow you away.
Well, I was stunned. I was looking at the picture gallery. You can find that on Natticator.com if you missed it. But it was like, wow, that does. It looks exactly like what you get, you know, doing the autographs at Disney.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they can sing. Oh, they're so talented. So talented.
Did you get an autograph?
Maybe.
A picture?
Maybe. We may dance around while they're practicing and warming up before we let everybody else in.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Those are the kind of great activities that go on. And the Duck Derby is a fundraiser which helps the museum and its operating expenses. You know, it's not inexpensive to run a place like this, and you want to keep the admission affordable for families.
Sure.
And so that means, Brett, unlike, a business, they've got to fundraise.
Exactly. And like I said, the kids love this one, too. I mean, we hope for good weather that day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that is a great event. A lot of people come out. And like you said, the Ducks do really well that day, too.
All right. Here's the telephone number, because you might as well. I was looking at the schedule. There's not a lot of Cards-Cubs games at Busch this year. Why do they do that?
That's a good question. I don't know.
So, I mean, there's years where we get the cup runneth over, and then there's years it's like, wow, I got to wait a month and a half before the Cubs come back to town.
Yeah.
June 1st.
Like, you're fortunate to get weekend.
Yeah,
that's
Saturday.
A big thing to get a weekend.
Kevin will join us a little later. I wasn't sure when I saw the tickets whether they were Jurgers tickets or J.L. Hubbard's tickets, because they're both really good seats in the house. Now, these are four tickets to the Saturday, June 1st game, 6:15, perfect. Saturday night, come down early, enjoy Ballpark Village, go to the museum, see all of the stuff, eat at all the great restaurants, and then go to the game. And these tickets, face value, are $155 each. There's four of them, and all you have to do is buy a $100 pack of Ducks. Now, you're going to get 20 chances to win $3,000, and you might win the four Cards Cubs tickets as well, plus all the other
plus
packages.
Plus a lot of other
have.
Prizes. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Betsy Tanner's jewelry is, I know Betsy was on the board here for a number of years.
Yes.
And she sells this in fine shops everywhere.
Yeah.
I know, like Turnasol and other places where you can buy this one of a kind, unique. So when you get it, you feel like you're not going to be wearing the same thing everyone else is.
Yeah, I had one of her pieces on yesterday, and every time I wear it, people are like, "Where did you get that? It's beautiful." And it's just, she has really gorgeous stuff, and she's very talented.
Okay,
very
so beautiful. A duck is $10, but if you buy $100 worth, you get 20. So you're going to get those at $5 a piece, and you go into the drawing for all of these great prizes. Plus, you're in the drawing for the Duck Derby itself, the $3,000 grand prize, which is going to be on May 4th. Now, you can also go to CMOFIL at cmofil.org and make your purchases there today. And you're still in the drawing as long as you get that done before 9 a.m. this morning.
That's correct.
All right. 423-5437. When you give one phone number around every day of your life for 23 years, it sticks. 423-5437. All right. So the museum stays open year round, but you have to be happy that it's sort of like the zoo's now open. The park has come to life. There's a new addition to the sculpture park. There's all of that. People are just, this last winter has been horrible. I think it's just the older you get. I now understand Arizona, Florida. I didn't get that in my 20s. Like, what's up with all these old people? Like, going, every year I'm closer to
I'm
that.
Ready.
But this year in particular, the rain, the wind, the cold, people are ready for spring.
Absolutely. And it's interesting here because, our business kind of ebbs and flows with the school year and obviously the weather. And you can just feel the energy and the life coming back into this area. We're getting all the field trips right now, and we're gearing up, and with the zoo being open, it really is busy all the time here, and we love it.
Well, you'd be amazed if you were to come here on a April, May, particularly in the month of May.
Oh,
you
yeah.
come here like on a Wednesday morning at 10 a.m., and there's 16 school buses from all over the state of Illinois, kids running everywhere. It's 10 o'clock on a weekday.
Yeah, good luck finding a parking spot.
Yeah.
That's what I always say. If I leave in May for a meeting and come back, usually I can't find a parking spot when I get back, so then I'm off for the day.
Is that your helicopter out there now? Is that why we have it up here? This is for you.
That is my
Amber flies in every morning. Well, here's a little thing for grown-ups. If you haven't played around with a helicopter, you need to stop out. Send the kids in and just take a little time in the helicopter.
We watch a lot of adults because we're out here in the park, so we watch all sorts of adults walk through, and they're walking for exercise, walking their dogs, and so many adults are at that helicopter checking it out. I'll pull up in the mornings before we're open, and they're out there, looking in the windows, and so it's a draw for adults.
You can get in there and do some stuff, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's interactive.
It makes noises. It's got maps. It does all sorts of stuff. There's a speaker. light.
I like the cover. That was probably a good idea.
It was.
It's a little warm.
Yeah, you know, I had to tell him he was right, which is something I don't know that I've ever said to my own husband. So he said, you should put a cover over it. And I said, no, because then it doesn't look like it could just take off at any moment. And so the day it got delivered, I walked out and I was like, this is so cool. And I sat my hand down on the seat and it burned off. I was like, that's not going to work. So I had to kind of.
Just pretend the cover just sort of like, you know, yeah, opens up and it can fly away anyway.
And it's still amazingly cool, and the cover looks really neat and goes with everything.
It really does. Yeah. And then, of course, Heroes Hall, which opened in July of last week, along with the Jurger exhibition. I mean, there's a lot of new stuff over the last few years. You know, that if you haven't been here in a while, you owe it to yourself. Even if your kids are like ours, you know, he's 15, you walk through.
Yeah.
This place just makes you happy.
Take a tour.
Lindsay had that picture of that girl with her face planted in that, you know,
I love that picture.
And it just made me happy.
I know.
It's like, I wouldn't do that because I don't know, you know, kids are just resilient. They have like, right?
Yes, definitely.
I kid you not, BK does that every time he's here. And every time he's here, he puts his face in that thing. And I'm like, get your face out of there. And it's without fail, you know? Yes.
Because this place brings out the kid in
it
you.
It does. And that's what it should do. That's what we want it to do. So it makes us happy when we see that happening.
Jurger Pediatric Dentistry sponsoring the 20th annual Duck Derby. Brett Jurger is here. We're here with Amber Kaler, Matt Hall. I'm Brian Byers. Lindsay Romano back in the studios today as we broadcast live in anticipation of the big event on May 4th. But the tickets are for sale. Go to cmofil.org or call 423-5437. Get in this early because I think we're drawing some of these as we go, right?
Yeah, we'll draw some of the smaller prizes as we go, and then we'll kind of see how we want to do the bigger ones.
Okay.
I mean, obviously the Cubs cards tickets.
We'll do that at the end.
Yeah.
But I'm a big believer in getting in early.
Yeah.
You know, because,
too.
You might get a certificate to Bistro or the R Bar and Grill or the Beach House or something like that. So give us a call right now at 423-5437. They'll take your credit card information over the phone, or you can go to cmofil.org and buy your tickets online. Now, people can buy tickets all the way up to the day of the event. I know you sell a lot of them that day.
Yeah, we will sell them that day. And we've switched things up a little bit this year. We're going to do heats throughout the day.
So there's not just one sort of like 2 minutes of fury and yes.
So, it's always been, it's a big deal and it's fun. But also it's kind of like you wait, and then it's over really fast.
Just like the Kentucky Derby.
Exactly. So we thought, well, you know, for kids, let's make it a little more, you know, of a big deal throughout the day. So we're going to do multiple heats throughout the day, race ducks periodically. And then that way, if your duck is out early and you realize that,
you can get back in.
You can get back in and still give yourself a chance to win $3,000 or $1,500 or $500. You know, we've got additional prizes. So, and I think it'll make it more fun for the kids because they get to see multiple duck races.
All right, now back to this celebrity race. This is what I'm, you know, I retired on top.
You did.
I'm the rare athlete that realizes, you know.
I'm going to get you like a starter gun or something and let you start the race.
I'm Gary Player at the Masters this year. So very few go out on top, but I'm throwing my support behind Lindsay. Who else is participating?
We have Lindsay. We have, oh, dear Lord Almighty.
If I'm the only one out there.
No, you're not.
We have Lindsay.
Lindsay. It's written down on my desk, and oh, my gosh, my brain just completely stopped.
I got to take a break anyway.
I'll go find that,
and we'll come back. We'll preview this, because this is always a lot of fun.
Yes, yeah.
And now people, these celebrities are supposed to be selling ducks, right?
Yes.
Because they take time off their finishing time by selling ducks.
Yes, that's the idea. The idea is to get more people involved and to get the word out to more people.
And what is so hard to explain to this about what we would say celebrities? Because I always go to these and I'm like, dude, you're supposed to raise money with this.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially those TV people.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know, that's the whole, I mean, yeah, you're going to run around with some, you know, it's going to be funny, but raising money with this
absolutely.
Is all about.
Help and
Here's how
us.
You can do your part. Call right now at 423-KIDS, 423-5437. Go to cmofil.org. You can buy a duck for $10 and you're in for those smaller prizes. You can buy a family of ducks, 4 for $25, a flock of ducks, 8 for $50, a pack of ducks is $20 for $100. That's your threshold to get in for these bigger prizes, and you're getting your ducks half off. So remember, that's going to give you 20 chances to win $3,000 on May 4th. Or you can buy a team of ducks where you can get 40 for $150. Why not throw in that extra 50, get another 20 chances to win $3,000? Call right now at 423-KIDS, 423-5437. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got some showers and thunderstorms possible. Temperatures actually are going to be falling to around 51 degrees by 4 p.m. Then tonight, 30% chance we still see some showers, mainly before 2 a.m. Cloudy skies and lows around 42 degrees. For your Friday, mostly cloudy, highs near 50, a little bit breezy, could have gusts up to 37 miles per hour. And then for your Saturday, sunshine returning, highs around 63 degrees. It is currently 62 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region, higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater is here, opening weekend May 24th through the 26th with Headliners 38 Special. Just hold on loose, babe. I'm so caught up with
you. Wynonna. How did you get to me?
And Forever Motown. Tickets for opening weekend and all 2019 season shows on sale Friday, April 5th at 10 a.m. at devonamphitheater.com. The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, located in Nelson Park, Decatur. More details now at devonamphitheater.com.
Fly away on a fun getaway from Springfield's Abraham Lincoln Capital Airport to Laughlin, Nevada's Riverside Resort and Casino. May 19th through May 23rd. Enjoy Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino for just $369. Airfare, four nights hotel, and ground transportation. Just $369 per person. Inclusive of taxes and fees. Based on double occupancy. Book now for a fun getaway. Call 1-800-227-3849. Or visit Riverside Resort.com for details.
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
Later.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a Thursday, not just any Thursday. It's dates I look forward to throughout the year, and one of the reasons I look forward to this is that it means spring is here, and it means warm weather, and it means the Duck Derby, 28th annual. All right, you have your list of celebrities, Amber Kaler with Brett Jurger and Matt Hall. I'm Brian Byers, Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, the overall presenting sponsor of the 28th annual Duck Derby. And by the way, when you're here on May 4th or anytime in between, make sure you check out the Jurger exhibit, which is pretty cool, upstairs, and the new Heroes Hall, and get excited about this new train, which is going to be rolling through your parking lot, and all the new parking spaces. You have bus parking now.
I know.
How cool is that?
We're very excited about the bus parking. I don't know if anyone's as excited about bus parking as we are.
All right. Now let me ask you this. So we talked about the actual celebrities racing. So you have Lindsay Romano. Talk Nerdy to Me. That's her name.
I love it. We have Lindsay Romano, Ryan Pritz, who is a firefighter here in town.
Good, yes.
His wife is Celebration Queen.
Oh.
This year, Sarah Pritz.
Well, you know the connection to that family, right?
Yes.
From Nancy, from the Oasis.
Do.
Yeah,
yes.
That's great. Yes. Good people, sure.
Yes. And I believe he's doing it in his gear. Is what I've
Why
been
not?
Told.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. John Reedy from Herald and Review is a digital editor. And then we have...
I think John was in the race last year.
Yeah, I think
or
he
maybe
was
the year,
year
before.
One.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And he, I think he wiped out. He
did.
Was doing really well. Yeah. And then he, yeah.
He did. I was on camera.
You're going back to past ones?
Okay.
Yeah. I think he was, like, doing really well, and he wiped out, so he's coming back to redeem himself. And then we have Debbie Bogle. She has confirmed. And
well,
I have
right off her WSOYMCA challenge, she's in shape now to do
She's ready to go.
Yes.
Ready to go. And then I have a couple others that are maybes. Jared Cox, who's the new producer of The Celebration, is a maybe. And then Regan Lewis, who's the new
school board member.
School board.
Yeah.
Yes.
Attorney in town here.
Yes.
Yes. Great.
And they have a retreat that day, so she's trying to see if the timing works.
Okay.
Out
well,
for
if somebody else wants to jump in here, I mean, you've got till May 4th. I mean, this isn't going to happen for a few more weeks.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun, and it's a good way to have fun and raise money for the museum. So I guess I'll do a team of ducks too for talk nerdy to me. So
okay.
Because
yay!
she is. This is a little different this year.
Yeah, and when are they I just buy doing my ducks,
is
I'm
it all
putting
flat out speed?
Name.
Is it all flat out speed?
This year it's going to be flat out speed. Yes,
oh.
Because
whoa,
the duck feet are really hard to maneuver in. So.
But, Lindsay, the way you run, in a weird way, it looks like this might work.
Right? You know,
yeah.
I know. I think it's going to be
to my
advantage.
Because you kind of waddle anyway.
I do.
Yeah.
I think it's going to work.
All right, we've got to take a break for stories and news. We'll be back from the Children's Museum. Give us a call right now, 423-5437. Back with stories and news. Stay tuned.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Cape Air. Macon County CASA partnered up with Newhoff Media yesterday to help sell raffle tickets for their CASA's for CASA Playhouse Raffle. CASA's Executive Director, Julia Livingston.
We've sold 1,200 tickets on our CASA Day here at Newhoff Media. Still have probably 3.5 weeks left to sell tickets. Traction's really picking up. People are seeing the playhouses as they pass Central Park. And just all the people and places where we're selling tickets, you know, people are doing a really good job of getting the word out.
If you missed the chance to purchase your tickets yesterday, sales are continuing throughout the next 3 weeks. Log on to MaconCountyCASA.org to purchase your tickets today. Should Illinois state workers be required to actually reside in Illinois? Illinois lawmakers in the state Senate gave that question a resounding yes last week. The legislation would give a new employee not living within the state's boundaries 3 months to establish residency in Illinois. It got unanimous support in the Senate and now needs House approval, and it could be sent to Governor J.B. Pritzker for consideration. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. We're hours away from seeing the redacted version of the Mueller report. Democrats criticizing the attorney general for planning a press conference ahead of the rollout, accusing him of trying to put a spin on it.
We know the news conference will be 9:30 Eastern. Shortly thereafter, the Mueller report will be physically delivered to Congress. And then shortly after that, it will be publicly released.
Fox's Catherine Herridge. Democratic leaders are calling for the special counsel to testify publicly in the House and Senate, calling Barr's handling of the report partisan. The Kremlin says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will visit Russia this month for talks with Vladimir Putin. Meanwhile, Pyongyang blasting the U.S. Secretary of State.
North Korea saying it no longer wants to deal with Mike Pompeo and that he should be replaced in talks about North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got some showers and thunderstorms. It will actually start cooling down today. Temperatures falling to around 51 degrees by 4 p.m. Then tonight, still a 30% chance we can see some showers, mainly before 2 a.m. Cloudy with lows around 42 degrees. Friday, mostly cloudy, highs around 50. Could be a little breezy as well. Gusts up to 37 miles per hour. Then for your Saturday sunshine, highs near 63. It is 62 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, live from the Children's Museum for the Duck Derby Early Bird Drawing on WSOY Decatur.
Who isn't happy at the Children's Museum? I mean, I'm sure you get tired of the birds chirping. I came in earlier and I asked Amber what that was, and she's like, Yeah, those are the birds in the park police section of the Heroes Hall.
Oh, yeah.
And so you hear a lot of this stuff. Does it just become white noise to you
it
after
is.
A while?
Yeah, okay. The kids do, too. You know, people say, oh, it's so loud in there. It's like, we don't even really hear it.
Yeah.
You know, to us, it just kind of becomes white noise. And so, yeah, it doesn't really bother us.
28th Annual Duck Derby is May 4th. And today we are giving you a chance to not only get your tickets early and to get into that $3,000 grand prize drawing if you have the winning duck on Duck Derby Day, but also give you a great deal. So you can get literally right now if you call 423-KIDS or go to cmofil.org, you can get 20 ducks for $100. Now, that's half price. One duck by itself is $10, so you're getting it at half price. You're also with that $100 threshold, or go $150 because you can get 40 ducks for $150. You're in the drawing to win all kinds of really cool things that we're giving away this morning. So four tickets to Cards Cubs, courtesy of JL Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. We'll talk to Kevin Berhaney here in a little bit. That's a Saturday, June 1st game, 6:15. That's a great Saturday evening game. It's not hot yet. You know, you're going to have – I mean, that's just the perfect time
it's
for a ball game.
It's the perfect time.
Yeah, exactly. Four tickets. And whether you're a Cubs fan or a Cards fan, either way, we've also got Betsy Tanner Jewelry. We've got Oak Terrace Resort and Spa Package with spa treatment and golf. You've got the Kidder Athletic Club, three-month individual membership plus three half-hour personal training sessions. That's a $390 value right there. And a Zumu membership. And I want to talk about that for a second because this is a partnership where, you know, if you have a young family, this is a great deal because you want to do this on an annual kind of way because you can enjoy both facilities at a reduced price. So call right now at 423-KIDS. That's 423-5437 or go to cmofil.org and buy your tickets. The best deal of the day is that team of ducks, 40 ducks for $150. That gets you a ton of chances to win 40, chances to win the 3,000, plus you're in for all these other drawings. Now, what's the Zumu membership consist of?
So the Zumu membership is a combined membership between Children's Museum of Illinois and Scoville Zoo, and it gets you year-round membership between both of us, and it gets you discounts on, you know, carousel rides and concessions over there, and it's really just an opportunity to have one card that gets you both places, it gets you the reciprocal network at the zoo, and it's really a cool way that we've been able to partner and offer that to our guests that had been asking for it for quite some time.
So that's $190 value.
It's $190
if you win one of
for
those.
1 year.
But it's entire, so if you start adding up, if you're here two, three times a week, you know, with kids, I mean, you know, you're saving a lot of money.
They
now with the train, all you have to do, this is what's going to be so cool, connecting these parks. And it is amazing, you know, 28 years here for the Children's Museum, because it didn't start here.
Right.
You know, the museum was created, and then this place was built a little bit after that,
sure.
And then the zoo going back even further. Mm-hmm. But for so many years, these two places were sort of in the same park, but yet two different worlds, right?
Yeah.
So people would drive over to the zoo, they'd get out of their car, and they'd go in the zoo, they'd come back, and they'd get in their car, and they'd drive over to the Children's Museum, and they get out and they go to the Children's Museum. Now, with the sculpture park and the train and the, sort of the renovation of that whole area and more parking, this place has been is more interconnected now than it ever has been.
Oh, yeah. It's such a beautiful walk between us. And that's sometimes we just, the staff, you know, will just leave during the day if you need to get out and get some fresh air and just walk through the sculpture park, walk over to the zoo. It's just, it's awesome.
Yeah, and then the Scoville Gardens and the Scoville House, which is up there. You know, and there's a long history. You know, Brett and I have been around here for a long time, and when you're around a long time, you tend to sort of know a lot, only because you just run into a lot of things. That's a beautiful place to rent out, I mean, for a small party.
Mm-hmm.
And this is back, you know, when there was no air conditioning.
You know,
and so you build a little home on the lake to get the breeze in the summer months.
Yeah.
And it was sort of a summer home. And those gardens up there have all been renovated.
Gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
It is.
The permanent piece of sculpture, which I can just stand and look at, you know, for like a day and a half. It's just sort of, you get hypnotized. And then every couple of years, you know, we shift out new art. Now they had the help me here, the buffalo. Is that what it was? They brought in the baby?
Baby.
Yeah, the calf.
Yes. So that was sort of in the works. The artist was creating that. And so they put that with it. So there's sort of a new way to come.
We walked over and checked that out the other day.
Now, this time of year, though, prom, forget about it.
I
remember showing up. We had an invitation to a thing that was at the actual Oriental Gardens.
Yep.
And I pulled in to the zoo, and the zoo parking lot was full. This was after hours, the zoo being closed. closed. I thought, this is crazy. Pulled over to the Children's Museum. Children's Museum parking lot was full. You guys were closed. Like, this is a big party. I don't know if everybody fits in that. and I got up there, and it wasn't, the party was nice. It was hundreds of families dressed up for prom,
yep,
standing in line to get pictures with the sculptures.
They were out here last weekend. So we showed up for Fairy Tale Ball, and we were standing upstairs getting ready, and I looked out, and I go, what's going on? What's going on? You know, and there were all the girls out in their dresses, and at first I was like, are they coming here? You know, and then I realized it was prom pictures.
Yeah.
And there were tons of them out there.
Yeah, we did our family pictures out here last year.
Yeah.
And we're going to do them again this year. It's so much, it's so beautiful to kind of walk around, do all kinds of things around here. It's
well, that view up there,
yeah,
is amazing, and really opens up the lake. And it's a, I remember the old sculpture that was made from wood that the architect,
yes,
from New York did. And that architect, by the way, was like the runner up for the World Trade Center.
Yep.
Memorial Design. He was a really interesting guy. He was here, you know, but people would sit in that and read. And I mean, you could come here anytime,
yep,
like, and there would be a person with a paperback just sitting there, you know, with that view,
yeah,
reading a book.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff. Well, the Children's Museum, big anchor of all that. The 28th annual Duck Derby is May 4th, but don't wait to then. Give us a call right now at 423-KIDS, 423-5437, or go online at cmofil.org and buy your tickets. $100 worth of tickets, that's 20 ducks, will get you into the drawing for these four cards. Cubs tickets, Betsy Tanner Jewelry, Decatur Athletic Club, Oak Terrace Resort. There's a Zumu membership, and then we got a slew of, if you just buy one duck or you buy four ducks, mm-hmm, we got a bunch of restaurants for gift certificates and some local businesses and retail shops. We're giving all of that away today, so don't wait. Call 423-5437, 423-5437, or go online at cmofil.org. You create a happy place at Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, right? You've got your teen room and your young kids' rooms. There's TVs everywhere. This is a quality of life. You know, you do a lot in the charitable realm as well, but you have to have quality of life in a community.
You do, and we're blessed in this area to have that, and that's why we like to jump in and help out and do events like this. And like you said, Brian, to me, this is the start of spring when you get this going and everything. It just has always been the thought for as long as you and I have been around here, 28 years doing this. For the Duck Derby is fantastic. So,
well, Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, the presenting sponsor this year, Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Right.
What else is going on that day? You got the celebrity races. Now, you're going to do some of these multiple heats, which I think is a great idea, but
yeah,
there's activities, there's food, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so first of all, that is the only day we're able to offer free admission to the museum, and that is courtesy of Jurger Pediatric Dentistry.
So the museum's open to everyone.
Open to everyone, free admission that day. We hope you come out and purchase ducks, but anyone's able to come in and play, so we really appreciate that. We have obviously the multiple heats. We'll have bounce houses. We'll have face painting. We have some hands-on activities that our staff will be putting on. We have concessions by Dippin' Mervs. I just like saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Dippin' Mervs. And Mr. Softy will be out here.
Gotta love that.
We have a DJ. So just a lot of fun things happening that day. And then obviously just the museum being open. So, you know, that in and of itself.
Hey, you probably have a lot of people who haven't seen Heroes Hall yet.
Yeah.
You know, open, you know, towards the later part of the summer last
Definitely.
Year. So if you haven't had a chance to, you know, how many square feet did that add to the museum?
7,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks cool at night. Or like when it was dark this morning,
cool
I pulled in
night.
And
yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
I love driving up and especially driving across the bridge, you know, at night and looking over. And it's just, it's amazing.
So what's the reaction been, you know, at the end of last year? And then I know winter is, you know, hit and miss
sure.
on the crowds. But like some of the folks who come in from out of town.
Oh, the response is amazing. People are blown away when they come here. You know, when they drive across the bridge and they look over, they're like, I was driving across and I looked over and I was like, what is that? What is that place? You know, and they come in and they just can't believe it. You know, if they're from here and haven't been in a while, then they're absolutely blown away because it looks completely different. But if they're not from here, they're just shocked at what we have. I got a call from a police station in Nebraska this week, and they found us online. They have a children's museum, and they have an exhibit there, and they're updating it, and they want to base it off of what we've done.
Nice.
So they were asking, could you send us pictures?
Yeah.
You know, is there anything? You know, so, like, that's huge for us to know that, you know, other people in other states, and especially law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
are seeing it and appreciating it on that level. So.
And more importantly, the kids at a very early age are just looking at it a little differently. You know, we
yeah.
live in a time where, you know, The grown-ups seem to do a lot of fighting, you know, and they're not setting, you know, great examples for kids. But kids can come in and learn about it and maybe learn something a little differently than maybe what they think.
Yeah, and that's what we're all about. You know, we're arts and science education, and that's built into every single exhibit, every bit of programming we do. But it's also an exposure to your community. You know, we have that unique opportunity to expose kids in a really positive, fun, dynamic way. And we've just been so blessed and so thrilled to be able to do that with the entire museum and Heroes Hall especially.
All right, call 423-KIDS or go online at cmofil.org. Once you buy those ducks, even if you win something today, you're still in the Duck Derby. I mean, it's you know, this is just an early bird way to get people out and get these tickets now. But call right now at 423-KIDS, and you might win those Cards Cups tickets. We'll talk to Kevin coming up next. Brett, thank you for all your support and all that you do in the community, but certainly being the presenting sponsor of the 28th Annual Duck Derby with Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. It's great stuff. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago, with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis-Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
You.
You're listening to Byers & Company, live from the Children's Museum for the Duck Derby Early Bird Drawing on WSLY Decatur.
Welcome back. We're live at the Children's Museum of Illinois. You know what I just noticed? Every time I come here, there's something different. Matt Hall is with us, Amber Kaler, who runs the place, the executive director. Kevin Berhaney joins us, a longtime supporter and sponsor, and actually he's the donor of the Cubs Cards tickets here this morning that we're giving away. But there's a new bronze statue out there.
There is.
I didn't see it when I walked in because it was still dark, and I went to look out the window at the helicopter, and people have no idea how expensive these statues are.
Oh, my gosh. That thing is so cool. And the day that it was delivered, we were all just kind of nerding out because there's so much detail on it. If you walk up to it, you know, all of the vest and everything has all of the
detail. So it's a sheriff's deputy.
It's a sheriff's deputy.
And a canine.
And a canine.
And a child.
Yes. And so it's a perfect fit, you know, for the museum, for Heroes Hall, and it's just, it's really cool.
Well, these bronze statues, and you actually now have sort of bookended, because there's one that Howard donated in the zoo about the rangers that protect the gorillas there, which you're just back from South Africa. which is the same thing. You can stand there and look at that. I mean, the gorilla and the park rangers, it is absolutely amazing. And for those who don't know, it's down in, you know, where the train used to go down around where the playground equipment, where they have like some monkey bars or something there. It's like you're just walking around through the bird section. All of a sudden you got this like, wow, it's amazing. But it is not, I mean, something like that. I know the other one cost something like $100,000.
Yeah, it was not inexpensive for sure. We were very grateful for that. And it definitely took some getting used to, because the first week it was here, if you would walk in, you thought someone was standing outside. And I jumped up more than a few times thinking, who's standing out here? What's going on?
With a dog and a kid.
With a dog and a kid. Yeah. It's weird. But all sorts of guests are out there taking pictures with it. You see people walking through the park, you know, that'll walk up and check it out and take pictures. And so it's really cool. And it was just, it fit perfectly. You know, initially I was like, oh, where are we going to put it? And will it look okay? And it's like it's always been there.
Well, it is amazing. So there's something new every time you come out.
I know.
And then the train's going to pull right into the parking lot.
I know. Just, and we'll have a little stop. You can get off and on here and buy your tickets in the children's museum, and you can even pay for your admission to the zoo here.
I was wondering how all that was going to work, you know, because, you know, opening this up and connecting it certainly makes sense, but there's also logistics with that because you are two different organizations. A lot of people, I don't think they probably don't need to understand, but I mean, this is Park District property, but the Children's Museum is its own organization.
Right, yeah. So we kind of talked about how do we do this, and we just, you know, we're basically just going to figure it out on the back end, but you can come here, buy a train ticket if you just want to ride, you know, so you just want to ride and come back to us, or if you're planning to get on the train here at the Children's Museum, go to the zoo and actually, you know, stay at the zoo, you'll be able to pay for your train ride and your zoo admission.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Thanks to Howard.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
Isn't that great?
Kevin Berhaney joins us. So you donated your tickets. Man, this is a Saturday night, June 1st game.
Yeah, Jail Hubbard.
Are you out of town or something?
That's right.
No. I had an arm twist conversation by a lady named Kayla.
Yeah.
And anything she says, I do now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
calls me Kayla, by the way.
Kayla?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's her nickname. I call her Kayla. Amber Kaler. It all goes back to your radio show days when I used to sub-host. I started with Kayla, and then it went to Amber. Mm-hmm. And then I got them, you know, I got mixed up. So I give her my pet name is Kayla.
So you just get a certain age, you just give everybody the same name, and then you're never wrong. That's a good idea. I like that.
If he says Kayla, I know he's talking to me.
Yeah, it's just short for Kayler.
Right, there you go.
I thought granddaughter or something. I'm like, oh, that's sweet. No, he's talking about Amber, right?
She knows who I'm talking about.
It's me.
All right, well, here's the telephone number. If you call right now, 423-KIDS. 423-5437. Go online at cmofil.org. One duck is $10. That's just the price if you buy one. But you can get a family of ducks, 4 for $25, a flock, 8 for $50, a pack. Now, the pack is the number to remember here, because if you do the $100 level, you're going to get 20 ducks, and your name goes into the drawing for these Cards Cubs tickets and a whole slew of other prizes. Best deal of the day, though, is the team of ducks. You get 40 ducks for $150.
That's the deal.
What is that, a duck? That's way too early to do that math.
I don't math well in my head. But it is cheapest because I did the math when I set these prices.
Well, I'm going to, on behalf of my granddaughter, Elizabeth, I'm going to become a team.
Ah, all right. Well,
in my name?
Sir.
Wait, am I getting any credit?
Yeah. Yeah, you, Brett.
Oh, yeah, Brett did it in the name of Lindsay.
Okay, and Brett put his in your name as well. So
that means
well.
I get time taken off?
Yeah, you get time taken off. So, you know, John and Ryan and Bogle, they step it up.
Wow. That comes to $3.75 a duck.
There you go.
If you do the best deal of the day. So if they're $10 a piece, you're buying in bulk, you get them for $3.75, plus you're in the drawing for all these great prizes. You know what? I don't know what the face value, I think, is something around $160 for your tickets at the Cardinals Cubs game.
Yeah, well, and if they're Cardinal Cubs, it's probably worth more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Because
They
don't, they charge you a different.
Well, face value, but boy, if you look at scalp value,
oh, my goodness,
it's probably $200 a ticket easy.
Oh, I would think so. Now, these are great seats. There is a wonderful section, good chance to get a foul ball.
Oh, yeah. I think Michael's got a collection of them.
Yeah.
That and T-shirts. You know those Cardinal cheerleaders, whatever their name, they shoot
they go,
those.
Fred Bird.
Yeah, and if you happen to be a young guy, they usually shoot the T-shirt right at you.
I'm sure Michael has all the T-shirts.
Yeah, I got zero. And he's got like six.
Right. Yeah. That's not surprising.
Well, these are great seats. You'll really enjoy it. What I love about it, the private restroom.
Yeah, you got your own concession stand and restroom.
Yes.
It's really cool.
And bar.
And bar, yeah. When it's raining or it's really, really hot,
air-conditioned restroom bar, and yes.
Only people can get in there if the people have these kind of tickets.
Wow.
So I sat in these seats two or three times, knew nothing about this. Okay. For whatever reason, didn't know about it. And then you talked about it one day, and I was like, wait, what are you talking about? I've sat in these seats. I don't know what you're talking about. And so you kind of explained it, and so Kevin was nice enough to give BK and I some tickets for his birthday last year, and I'm texting him before the game. I'm like, where is this bar? And he's explaining it to me, and I was like, okay.
Well, you would never know it was there.
No.
I mean, would you sit in
here? I forget about it, too. I forget to tell people.
Yeah.
But it's a great little secret.
I think I texted him afterwards, and I said, I'm forever changed.
Yes. Yeah, it's like a Jim Kimmins NFL experience. You can't go back to the ballpark.
No.
That's the kind of deal you got. All you have to do is call right now at 423-KIDS, 423-5437, buy at least a pack. That's 20 ducks for $100. You're getting them half price.
Yes.
If you want to buy the best deal of the day, 40 ducks for 150. Yes. And Lindsay, would you like them, you know, put out your plea here if anybody, you know, wants to put them in your name?
Yes.
So that you can win this race?
I mean, think about it. I run like a duck. I'm not speed blessed in any way.
That
so
is true.
I would really like to win and hold my title so that I can retire too.
Yeah. Well,
but you don't look like a duck and you don't sound like a duck. You just run like
a duck. No, I run like a duck. I mean, it's like a very strange waddle where my feet barely lift off the ground. So I'm really going to probably take a tumble on this. I need all the time help I can get. So if you're making your purchase, just put it in my name.
This will be interesting because Bogle is very competitive.
I know, and that's the other reason. But we're not going to talk about that.
No, she'll cut you.
She'll cut you deep.
Yes.
So yeah. I feel like, you know, this is going to get interesting because once she knows that all these people are putting ducks in Lindsay's name.
I'm just guessing my time record will never be beat.
I'm going to say it's probably not.
Probably not.
Okay.
I think even if it does get beat, you're not going to let anybody know it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think somebody would be hard-pressed.
But you can give it a shot. I'd love for somebody to beat it because that means more money for the Children's Museum.
I would love for somebody to beat it,
All right, call right now, 423-KIDS. And by the way, we're talking about Lindsay being in the celebrity race. If you want that to count towards Lindsay, it doesn't change your odds of winning all of them. It just means she gets the credit for the sale, which means she gets time taken off of her run.
Yeah.
So call us right
Waddle.
Now, 423-KIDS, 423-KIDS. And then you can come out and see her do it in person. What time is the celebrity race taking place?
Celebrity race at noon, and Eric Lee will call it again. So he calls it like the Kentucky Derby, which makes it that much more entertaining.
Most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
Yes.
All right. Give us a call at 423-KIDS, 423-5437. You can use your credit card over the phone. You can also go to cmofil.org. Or if you want to stop out here this morning and see us, you can come by and buy your tickets in person. And if maybe a good time to see it, you know, because it's empty. You don't have to navigate all around the kids.
I know.
You can see the new statue. You can see the helicopter. You have been to Heroes Hall.
Oh,
wow. You'd be blown away by this thing. Just 7,000 square feet of just fantastic stuff. Got to take one last break. We'll come back with Kevin Brahaney, Amber Kaler, Matt Hall. I'm Brian Byers, live from the Children's Museum of Illinois. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we do have some showers and thunderstorms possible throughout the day. Temperatures will be falling to around 51 degrees by 4 p.m. Then tonight, still a 30% chance we could see those showers continuing. Mainly before 2 a.m., cloudy skies and lows around 42 degrees. For your Friday, cloudy, highs around 50 degrees and breezy. Could have some wind gusts near 40 miles an hour. Then for your Saturday, sunshine returns, highs around 63 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 63 degrees.
Proudly serving communities since 1977, RP Lumber is your source for anything, from lumber and building materials to light bulbs and paint. At RP Lumber, we believe that buying materials should be the easiest part of any project. Whether you are a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, our friendly team can help you find the right products for your project with the best service, best value, second to none. Come visit us today and experience the RP difference.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want it.
The Gin Mill offers a premium dining experience that is second to none in Decatur, Illinois. From fresh-cut steaks to soups and sandwiches, with a little twist, the Gin Mill is guaranteed to satisfy your dining experience with fine food and spirits that creates a night to remember. The Gin Mill is open Monday through Friday for lunch from 11 to 3 p.m., with dinner from 4 to 8:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday dining service is from 4 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. The Gin Mill, Decatur's fine dining experience, 124 East Prairie Avenue, downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
I'm still sad about Rankin Roger. You played more English Beat since he died than you have in the previous 10 years of doing this show.
I added a lot of stuff onto my playlist, so yeah.
You kids who thought ska just happened a couple of years ago, we were into this back in the 1980s.
Do you don't realize how many times you sounded really old today?
Okay. You know, I'm done supporting your cause.
Yeah,
so, but she's really smart, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know?
No,
she doesn't even have control over the mics today, and, she's gonna start that after I just spent 10 minutes trying to help her raise money.
You are currently processing a payment to go toward her.
Yeah, that's the kind of love I get. That's just, wow.
I'm just keeping it real. That's all.
Yeah, that's exactly
just
right.
Keeping it real.
We're
back
goes
here with
wrong.
Kevin Berhaney and Amber Kaler, Matt Hall. I'm Brian Byers. Call 423-KIDS, 423-5437, or go online at cmofil.org. We have the J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, Cardinals tickets. Now, we're giving away Cardinals tickets all season long, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard, so don't forget, we'll do that for free. But today, he's donated his personal tickets there to give away for everyone who makes a $100 or more purchase today goes into that drawing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like $800 worth of tickets. Yeah. I mean, and what's the air conditioning, bathroom, private bar worth?
Oh, my gosh.
At a Cubs
game. It's life-changing.
It's a Saturday 6:15 game. I mean, that's prime time.
Yeah.
You can almost talk to the right fielder.
Right.
I mean,
you can.
Literally, you can.
Yeah.
If he comes over to catch a foul ball, he's right there.
Yeah. It's great. They're great seats.
Yeah.
Great
seats. You have to be alert in those seats.
Yeah, you can't. Here's what you don't want to do sitting in those seats.